Many years ago, I was asked to lead worship at what is known as a camp meeting in Dallas, Texas. The event was a fundraiser for a well-known American evangelist, and it was attended by a few thousand of his supporters. This particular evangelist had received death threats, so had a posse of bodyguards wherever he went. They were all dressed in black suits and had those in-ear concealed microphones. They looked like the Secret Service. It was like we were in that movie, In the Line of Fire, where Clint Eastwood was on the security detail for the president. I was working with my band, and our brief was very simple. Each night we had to lead worship for around 30 minutes or so, and then we were free to leave the event. But on the final evening, this evangelist's manager told me that we had to stay for the entire event, as worship might be needed at various times throughout the program. On that evening, another well-known evangelist was the guest speaker. He'd flown in on his private jet and was known for his teaching on prosperity. Now, for the uninitiated, the basic idea of prosperity teaching is that God wants you to be rich and buy lots of stuff. I think it's called laying up treasure on earth. This preacher then began to preach his prosperity message that has conned thousands of sincere people out of their hard-earned money in the belief that they too will get rich quick. Now, by giving or sowing into the ministries who teach prosperity, you are guaranteed to become wealthy and blessed. Sadly, I don't think this works. The preachers seem to get richer. They live in mansions, they drive expensive cars, and have private jets. Most of the people who give into this racket do not prosper in the same way. Now, this preacher made a bold statement. He told the audience, "Don't give your money to the poor, because that is a bad investment. Instead, give your money to my colleague here tonight." Now, the crowd bought into it enthusiastically, even though what was being taught was totally unbiblical. In Proverbs 19, verse 17, we'd read this, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." This preacher then instructed the audience to get out their checkbooks and make a donation. He also instructed them to write the words, "Money cometh," somewhere on the front of the check as a declaration of faith. Because as they gave, they would be guaranteed that God would give them even more money back, perhaps double, triple, or 100 times what they gave. Everyone was then invited to stand, hold their checks in the air, and declare at the tops of their voices, "Money cometh." It was obscene to see the naked greed of the preacher and the thousands of people gathered there. "Hey God, I'm giving $100 to this ministry tonight. I'm sowing into it, and I expect you to give me at least double this back." I don't think that's exactly the kind of giving God wants. I wonder how many of them really received the kind of return on their investment that the preacher promised. My band told me that they never want to go to an event like this again, and of course, we never will. I think that all those who teach this prosperity gospel follow a different God to the one I know. I personally think they are parasites preying on the gullible. Now, you may disagree, but thanks for listening to my confession.